can find my agenda, would be Dominion Resources, Inc., 10-1787.
Morning.
Morning.
Good morning. It's a cool spot. I'd love to
see
this property. This is a project from Dominion Resources Incorporated requesting authorization to construct a bridge over tidal wetlands and Proctor's Creek, which is a tributary to the James River. This is in conjunction with a necessary bridge for a new industrial solid waste management facility at the Chesterfield Power Station in Chesterfield County. The power plant does produce residue material. It has to be, some of it is reused to make other products, but we do have those and some of it. We currently have an on-site area that is about to reach capacity, so they do need a new site. They did obtain some adjacent property for the new site. Unfortunately, it does cross. To get to it, they have to cross Proctor's Creek, or else do a considerable drive around through other property to access it. So they are requesting an elevated bridge structure over Proctor's Creek and some tidal wetlands. Now, I'll explain a little further when I get down. This is getting up to the limits of tidal wetlands, so these are really freshwater tidal wetlands to some degree, but they still really are tidal wetlands. And that'll affect some of the proposed mitigation and compensation related to this project. Again, the project's located in Chesterfield County, south of the city of Richmond. The Chesterfield Power Station is located here along the James River. This area over here is their current facility where they place the material. This would be the new site. This area is upland. This is a marshy area, and Proctor's Creek, where the creek is underneath that block, basically empties out into the James River at this location. This is one of the drawings provided with the application. The general overview, it does have a breakdown of the impacts, which we'll discuss later. But basically, this is the bridge alignment area. Again, the station is here. Access road would come through the existing infrastructure of the station, leave a high embankment here, and span across again to an upland area. It's elevated here. This would be the actual facility. This is the bridge structure in Proctor's Creek. In an aerial view, again, the approximate location would take off. This is upland and go across Proctor's Creek, which is here. Again, another view a little closer, and the bridge across this area. We'll stop there, and I'll explain that slide in a moment. The proposed bridge would be 30 feet wide, and it would span the wetlands and Proctor's Creek. The actual width of the stream crossing of Proctor's Creek is 37.5 feet. And be 20 feet above mean high water, fairly high elevation. Chesterfield County has not adopted a wetlands ordinance, so you will be asking both the Wetlands Board for that portion of the project, and of course the crossing of Proctor's Creek with state-owned subaqueous land, and that will also require a permit. Now, the impacts. We'll look closer at this table in a moment, but this is three cross-sections. This is the entire bridge split into three sections. And there's a lot of different stuff going on here, but the really dark, small lines here on each one of these sections is the actual piling alignment of the bridge. Those will be permanent impacts to tidal wetlands. That's where the pilings will actually be placed. Everything else that's hatched or cross-hatched are temporary impacts. They will have to build a road across this temporarily to install this, which is what's depicted here with turnouts here for the equipment to actually install the pilings. That will be removed after the project is completed and restored and those impacts revegetated. There'll obviously be some shading impacts associated with the final bridge, but due to the elevation, we believe those impacts will be minimal to the left. So under the no net loss of tidal wetlands criteria, the actual loss of wetlands is confined really just to the piling. So that is actually only 0.007 hundredths of an acre, 308 square feet. The applicant is offering to do a 2-to-1 mitigation at a tidal wetland bank. Most likely the Libertyville Wetland Bank in Chesapeake, which is really unfortunately the closest tidal wetland bank to the project. These impacts are related to the Hall Road and the temporary clearing, and they are offering to restore those and in addition do some additional compensation for those impacts above and beyond 1-to-1. And they are working with DEQ related to that. DEQ will allow them, I think, to buy some credits in a non-tidal wetland bank. But they're basically restoring all this area. And they are converting some of this impact area from forested tidal wetlands to scrub-shrub tidal wetlands, but the function will remain tidal wetlands. So we're really talking about, in our jurisdiction, the compensation of just this. So they're basically doubling this 308 and offering to buy a 2-to-1 credits at Libertyville to compensate for the impacts of the tidal wetlands. So hopefully explain that explanation. It is covered in the evaluation under issues in the second paragraph. As part of the application, the applicant did submit requests to the Department of Game and Inland Fisheries before they submitted the application related to endangered species and impacts under their jurisdiction, and that was included in the application. Game and Inland indicated that they did not have any issues with the project as proposed. DEQ, as I said, is working on the project, and as of last week, they were just about ready to issue their draft permit. As you know, DEQ does a draft permit and does public interest review on that versus us who issue a permit at the end of the project. They do a draft permit, accept comments, and then adjust that permit and issue it. But at the moment, based on the current compensation, it appears it is moving forward with DEQ. It does note in here that no other agencies commented. I did request comments from VIMS and was assured I'd get comments first of last week, which I didn't get until this morning at about 6 a.m. by email. And I have a copy of the commission would like to see it, but they really, their comments are basically virtually no comments. Their suggestion is that obviously if they didn't have to go across this marsh at all, that would be preferred, but in light of the way they have to access this property, that the impacts appear to have been minimized to the greatest extent possible, and that's the extent of their comment.
Any questions of Mr. Stagg?
I've got one question,
Mr. Commissioner. Mr. Plumley, please.
The facility itself, or the fly ash, mm-hmm. is that what is before the DEQ for consideration? Is that the
DEQ is looking at the entire project, not just the bridge crossing? They're looking at the actual site that they're going to put this material. They're looking at the impacts of the wetlands. They're looking at the entire project.
So the fly ash facility itself has not been approved at this point.
Right. That's my understanding.
Thank you. Further questions? Ben, what's the maximum gross vehicle weight allowable on this bridge, or what will it be?
The applicant is represented.
Yes. Okay. A couple questions about.
Based on the current site, it's big trucks.
Okay.
So this thing's going to be built to handle industrial size equipment.
Because it was kind of hard for me to really even make out what type of construction. You had a good cross section of it, but that'll be fine. Further questions? I'm sorry. Yeah. Go ahead.
The applicant has agreed to remove the construction access road once the bridge is completed, to restore the impacts to wetlands associated with that road, and to both compensate for the temporary and the permanent tidal wetland impacts, purchasing appropriate credits at both non-tidal banks and tidal wetland banks. We believe the shading impacts associated with the bridge should be minimal due to its height above the substrate. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project and considering the standards and guidelines, as well as the purpose and intent of Chapter 13 of the Code and Chapter 12 of the Code, We recommend approval of the project as submitted for both tidal wetland impacts and encroachment over state-owned Spaquis bottomlands. Again, the applicant has agreed to purchase wetland credits at the wetland bank's per square foot rate at an approved bank for the permanent impacts of 305 square feet of tidal wetlands rate at a ratio of 2-1, which results in a total compensation of 610 square feet. And in addition, we recommend the payment of a royalty of $2 per square foot for the encroachment over 1,125 square feet of state-owned Sebacus bottomlands of Proctor's Creek for a royalty of $2,250.
Questions of the commission? Mr. Fox.
On the drawing here, it appears to be a road coming off at the bottom and going around and coming back in.
Yeah.
Could that road be used instead of the bridge concept?
I'll let the applicant address that.
Okay.
There is a road that comes in. I believe there was I've been to this site a lot of times over the last 3 years, and there was some restriction on how they could access the property from this direction, I believe.
Where is the, on this drawing, where is the fly ash generated?
The plant is right here.
Right in there, okay.
These are the turf. You can't really see it in this photograph.
Okay.
I spent about 4 weeks in the risers of those turbines about 1980 when it was about 95 degrees outside. It was a lot of fun.
You remember it well.
I remember it well. Hard hat the bosun's chair.
All of this is part of the plant. We just did some major upgrades at this plant recently.
Yeah, so why would you clean that when it's 90 degrees outside? You thought you were going to air condition it.
Okay.
Further questions? Thank you. Is the applicant present, represented?
Yes, sir.
Would you raise your right hand, please? You solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to provide to be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. State your name and who you represent, please.
Corwin Chamberlain. I represent Dominion Power.
Anything you'd like to add to the presentation, or?
I don't have a presentation. I'm here to answer questions as a board.
Okay.
How about the road?
Mr. Fox.
On the drawing, the road that looked like it went around, is that a
a public road. That access would be possible. The conditional use permit that was issued by the county restricted the ability of Dominion to use that. Also, by using that, we'd have to use smaller trucks, obviously, and that would increase the truck traffic on that road substantially. We're talking over 100 truck loads per day.
And it would be a longer distance as well, probably.
Absolutely. Yes, sir.
And I would presume the trucks you're going to be using are not trucks that would be legal on the public highway.
No, the intent with our bridge would be to use as large a trucks as we possibly
can. All right, answer the question. Okay. Further questions? It's a safety issue. You keep it out of the way of the public highway and things like that. Further questions? Thank you, sir.
I'm sorry, Mr. Plummer. This is a facility that's going to serve all of Virginia, or is this just this energy facility here in Chesterfield?
This serves this facility, and also the county conditional use permit allows us to bring coal ash from the Hopewell Power Plant Power Station and the Southampton Power Station, which are 60-megawatt facilities, fairly small facilities.
Thank you.
Those are facilities actually that are being converted to wood. We just filed with the SEC to do that today.
Okay.
Was one of the Franklin facility?
It's in Southampton County, actually.
Okay.
But what's the size of this?
This is about 1,400 megawatts.
It's huge. Big plant. Further questions? Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
Anyone here in opposition to this project? Seeing none, the matter's before the commission. Mr. Lane?
I move the project be approved in accord with all of the recommendations that staff has included in their recommendation, all the conditions that staff has included in their recommendation.
Second to the motion, second by Mr. Plumlee.
Well,
I'm sorry?
I have one question, but I'll wait for it to be seconded.
Okay.
I'll second.
Second by Mr. Fox. Question, sir?
Since the project itself has not been approved, This is an approval for crossing, regardless of the approval of the ultimate facility. I don't know if that raises any concerns at all. It doesn't necessarily raise any concern for me. because the impacts are so minimal with this project. But I just wanted to clarify with regards to this permit, it's the permit for a structure, regardless of whether the facility itself is ultimately approved by the Department of Environmental Quality.
I don't think, and I'll let council weigh in up, but after these years, I don't think this has any tendrils whatsoever to any other part of the project other than what's in our jurisdiction. That's for a bridge.
Okay. That sounds right, Mr. Palmer.
The only thing I would ask is that the VIMS report that was mentioned be made part of the record, because since there were no objections raised by VIMS, I would like it indicated that in this project presented to us, the VIMS report indicated that that VIMS had no objections to it as well.
Good. So noted, Counselor.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
That'll make it. Definitely make it part of it.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you very much.